Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Trust is the Real Curriculum. And I want to start with a simple truth that took me a long time to fully understand. You can have the best curriculum in the world. You can have strong standards, engaging lessons, and well-designed materials. But if you don't have students who trust you, the curriculum doesn't land the way it's supposed to, because trust is what allows learning to happen. Trust is what allows kids to take risks. Trust is what allows them to struggle without shutting down. Trust is what allows them to believe that school is a place where they belong. So today, I want to talk about why trust is the real curriculum, how it's built, how it's broken, and why it matters more than any pacing guide ever will. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. That's right. I want to ground myself in gratitude. First thing that I'm thankful for is medical professionals who can help my brother when needed. Their knowledge, compassion, and presence make an enormous difference in moments that really matter. Second, I'm thankful for my dad's advocacy for my brother and his health. Watching someone show up, speak up, and stay persistent out of love is so powerful. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is caring fellow educators, teachers who care so deeply about kids that they show up even when the work is hard and heavy. Well, let's get into the main topic now, y'all. The main topic is trust is the real curriculum. Trust isn't a bonus. It's not. It's not an extra, it's the foundation. Students learn best when they believe the teacher cares about them, that mistakes won't lead to humiliation. Students learn best when they believe that effort matters and that they won't be given up on. Without trust, students, they protect themselves. And with trust, students, they lean in, y'all. They do. So let me take you into a classroom moment. A student raises their hand slowly. That student is unsure. The student is taking a risk. And that student answers a question. And that student is wrong. What happens next matters more than the question itself. It is the now, here's the thing. If the response feels sharp or dismissive, trust, it takes a hit. But if the response sounds like, hey, that's a good thought, let's work through it together. See, if the teacher takes that approach, trust grows. That moment teaches the student that, hey, I can try here. I can do hard things. It's okay if I don't get it right. And that lesson, well, it lasts far longer than the content of the day. See, trust is built in small, repeated ways. Trust isn't built in one big speech. It is built through repetition. Trust is built, and trust grows when teachers keep their word. Trust grows when teachers follow through consistently. When working with students, trust grows when teachers respond calmly and they notice student effort. Trust grows when teachers repair after mistakes. Students, well, they are always watching, always. Not to catch you doing something wrong, but to see if you are safe. And when trust is broken, learning suffers. Trust, it can be broken quickly. I've seen it happen before. There's been times I've broken trust myself with how I've responded to students. I've seen it in big ways with other adults who work with kids. I've seen it happen where they've damaged it. And trust can be broken quickly. And here's the thing. Sometimes it's done unintentionally. We know that trust, when trust is broken, learning suffers. And once it can be something like a public correction or a sarcastic comment. It can be an eye roll or even just a moment of impatience. It can be unintentional, but once trust cracks, students, they will pull back. They participate less. Students will take fewer risks in the classroom, and they will take measures to protect themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that the teacher failed or the adult who's working with the kid failed. What it does mean, though, is that trust needs repair. Because trust is one of the most is one of the most powerful trust builders. If we want to talk about how do you build trust, repair. We're humans. We're flawed, imperfect humans. We're gonna flub up. We're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna get it wrong. But when we repair, that's huge when it comes to trust building. That's the good news. Trust can be repaired. When teachers say things like, hey, I didn't handle that well earlier, or hey, I'm sorry, let's reset. Or if you take an approach that says, hey, you matter to me. That's huge. That's taking measures to rebuild trust. Students learn something huge when a teacher or adult who works with the young people takes that approach. They learn that, hey, adults can own mistakes. Students learn that, hey, relationships are resilient. And students learn that trust doesn't disappear after conflict. Those are huge things for young people to learn. Repair doesn't weaken authority. It strengthens it, y'all. It does. Because trust makes rigor possible. This part matters. Follow me in this here. Trust makes rigor possible. Rigor without trust feels like pressure. Rigor with trust feels like challenge. When students trust their teacher, they try harder. They persist longer. They accept feedback. Y'all, when students trust their teacher, they recover from mistakes. Trust is what allows students to struggle productively. Without it, struggle feels threatening. So let's talk about what trust looks like in practice here. Let's make this practical. Trust, it shows up when teachers listen before reacting. When trust shows up when teachers explain the why behind expectations. Gotta get into the why. Trust, well, it shows up when teachers correct with dignity, when they keep students' dignity at the forefront of how we respond. And when trust shows up when teachers protect students from embarrassment. And when teachers advocate for kids when systems fall short, and we know, we all know that systems fall short. They fail kids. And when teachers advocate for kids in these situations, trust is built. Trust shows up when teachers show up consistently. See, trust isn't built by being perfect. It isn't. I work really hard and work very at a very high level. But boy, I have to admit that I'm not perfect. I'm as flawed as they come. And yet that's okay, because I don't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect teacher or a perfect human being. Trust isn't built by being perfect. It's built by being dependable. So as I do a reflective closing here, I have to say that trust, it is the real curriculum, because before students learn content, they're learning something else. What students are learning is, am I safe here? Do I matter here? Can I try here? When the answer to those questions is yes, y'all, learning, it follows every time. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space, y'all. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.